Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How Not to Look Old by Charlotte Krupp is a style and self-presentation guide built for women who want visible results without complicated routines. Known for its brisk, humorous tone and highly practical checklists, the book focuses on the everyday choices that quietly add years, from dated hair and heavy makeup to unflattering proportions, neglected posture, and tired wardrobe basics. Rather than promising an extreme makeover, it offers fast fixes that can be applied immediately with what you already own, plus smarter shopping strategies for future upgrades. Krupp frames looking younger as an outcome of editing, subtracting visual noise, choosing cleaner lines, and using color and fit to brighten the face and streamline the body. The approach blends grooming, clothing, accessories, and attitude into a single system, emphasizing consistency over perfection. It is designed to help readers look fresher, lighter, and more modern in real life, at work, in photos, and in everyday errands. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wardrobe editing, subtract years by subtracting clutter. A core message of the book is that looking older often comes from accumulation, too many details, too many trends at once, and too many items kept out of habit. Krupp encourages readers to audit what they wear most and identify the pieces that drag the whole look backward, such as overly fussy tops, stiff fabrics that add bulk, or silhouettes that fight the body. The emphasis is not on buying an entirely new wardrobe, but on building a reliable set of modern, flattering basics and using them repeatedly. By simplifying outlines and tightening the color story, you make the face the focal point and avoid visual clutter that can read as dated. The book also treats fit as a youth tool. Clothing that is too tight highlights every line, while clothing that is too loose looks careless and can add apparent weight. A thoughtful middle ground, plus basic tailoring, creates a cleaner profile. The practical payoff is decision-making that becomes faster, fewer items, more combinations, and outfits that consistently look intentional. This editing mindset also reduces waste and regret spending because you stop chasing quick fixes and start buying with a plan. Secondly, modern proportions look lighter with shape, length, and balance. Another major topic is visual proportion, the fastest lever for appearing slimmer and more contemporary. The book explains how small adjustments to hem lengths, rises, and layering can change how tall or heavy you look, even at the same weight. Krupp focuses on balance. If one part of an outfit is wide, the other should be cleaner. If something is short, another element can lengthen the line. These choices create a streamlined vertical impression that reads youthful and energetic. The guidance also highlights the importance of where garments hit the body. A jacket that ends at an awkward point, pants that break poorly at the shoe, or a skirt that stops at an unflattering area can make the body look shorter and thicker. By choosing more flattering endpoints and using monochrome or near monochrome palettes, you can reduce visual chopping. Accessories are treated as proportion tools too. The right belt placement, bag size, and shoe shape can modernize an outfit and make the overall figure feel more balanced. The takeaway is that you do not need dramatic fashion statements. You need repeatable proportion rules that turn everyday clothing into a consistent, elongating silhouette. Thirdly, hair, makeup, and skin, freshness over heavy correction, Krupp treats grooming as the quickest way to look awake and current, but she steers the reader away from heavy, time-consuming correction. The book emphasizes that thick makeup, harsh lines, and outdated hair shapes can exaggerate texture and make the face appear more tired. Instead, the focus is on brightness, softness, and strategic definition. The ideas generally prioritize a cleaner base, well-chosen color near the face, and simple techniques that enhance rather than mask. Hair is framed as a major age signal because it is always visible. A modern cut, healthier shine, and a color approach that avoids extremes can make the entire look feel lighter. The book also encourages practical maintenance routines that fit real schedules, since inconsistency often leads to the very issues people try to cover. Skincare is discussed in the context of habits and presentation, hydration, sun awareness, and products that support a smoother look without turning the bathroom into a laboratory. Overall, the theme is to aim for rested and polished rather than perfect. When grooming is simplified and updated, clothing and accessories work better, photos improve, and confidence tends to rise. Fourthly, accessories, shoes, and details, the small signals that date you. The book pays special attention to details because they carry strong timestamps. Even when clothing is fine, the wrong shoe shape, outdated eyewear, tired handbag, or overly ornate jewelry can pull the whole appearance into a past decade. Krupp approaches accessories as high-impact, relatively low-effort upgrades. By refreshing a few visible items, you can modernize many outfits at once. The guidance typically centers on choosing simpler, cleaner designs, maintaining condition, and avoiding clutter. Shoes are positioned as a key credibility piece. If they look worn or overly fussy, the outfit can look tired. A more current toe shape, a flattering heel height, and good upkeep help the wearer look more put together and lighter on her feet. Bags and jewelry are addressed as proportion and polish tools. Oversized or tiny accessories can distort balance. The right scale supports the silhouette. The book also encourages conscious restraint. When everything tries to be a statement, the face loses focus and the look becomes busy. With fewer, better chosen pieces, you project modernity and ease. The result is a wardrobe that feels more expensive and intentional without requiring constant shopping. Lastly, behavior and presentation, posture, energy, and everyday confidence. Beyond products and clothes, Krupp highlights that looking younger is also a performance of energy. Posture, movement, and the way you carry yourself influence how others perceive your age and vitality. The book suggests that slumping, rushed fussing with clothes, or hiding behind oversized layers can communicate fatigue, while a more upright stance and composed gestures read as confident and current. This topic matters because it is free and immediate. A better stance can improve how garments hang, how the neck and jawline appear, and how tall the body looks in photos. The book also leans into the idea of intentionality. When you choose an outfit with a clear purpose, keep grooming tidy, and edit distractions, you appear more in control, which is often interpreted as youthfulness. There is also an implied mindset shift. You do not need to chase every trend or punish yourself into a makeover. You need a few repeatable habits that make you feel comfortable and attractive. This creates a positive loop. When you like how you look, you show up more, socialize more, and take better care of your routines. The book positions these presentation habits as lasting tools that outlive any single season of fashion. In conclusion, this book is best for adult women who feel their current look has stalled, who dislike complicated beauty routines, or who need quick, realistic upgrades for work, social events, and everyday life. It also suits readers who want concrete guidance rather than abstract style inspiration, because the approach centers on common mistakes, simple rules, and easy wins that can be implemented immediately. The benefits are practical and psychological. On the practical side, learning to edit your wardrobe, improve proportion, and modernize grooming can make you look fresher in photos, more confident in professional settings, and more comfortable in your clothes. On the personal side, the book encourages a kinder, more strategic relationship with appearance, focusing on what works, maintaining polish, and spending money where it has the most impact. Compared with similar style books that lean heavily on runway trends or costly overhauls, Krupp emphasizes accessible changes and repeatable systems. You are not asked to reinvent yourself, only to remove what ages you and reinforce what flatters you. That makes it worth buying for readers who want measurable results, less closet confusion, and a reliable toolkit they can use year after year. If you would like to support Charlotte Krupp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.